When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for listening. As always, we appreciate it. And good morning, Miss Julie D. Immel.
Good morning, Laurie. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you, Jules?
I'm okay. I guess I would give it like a 7 out of 10 maybe today.
Ooh,
only
baby.
Because I consumed a bit of news before we started recording, and I shouldn't have done that. Otherwise, my score would be much higher. But yes,
okay.
all is holding steady here.
There you
I
go.
I know you're busy yes. right now. You're doing the countdown to the big wedding next week,
it's
right?
The final. Yes, it's the final countdown. Yes. Yep. Next week, you're listening to us today, and a week from today will be, I told you, Sean and Meyer calls it Sean's coronation. And
love
it's
it.
Quite funny because he doesn't even call it a wedding anymore. And everything is a go. I went for I have another fitting to go to, as you're listening, later this afternoon. And then I think it'll be pretty much done. I don't know if we have to tweak anything next week, but pretty much it's a done deal. So I had both my Friday evening, because the kids are getting married Friday night in the church, the Sacred Heart Chapel at the university, which is beautiful and tiny but beautiful. And the outside is lovely too, so I can't, you know, that's going to be very nice. And that's Friday night, so I have my outfit for Friday night and my wedding wear for the next day, which is where they'll have the civil ceremony as well as the reception at the cultural center. So, and then we have Posh, the brunch at Posh on Sunday, and my little get together at my house for just our both immediate families on both sides on my deck for Sunday night. So this has become a very busy wedding and lots of fun, lots of to do. And I ran into Kathy McGloin yesterday. I was at Catalano's picking up some hoagies for a friend of mine who I had to drop off, who's in a nursing home, and he wanted some Catalano's, so I stopped. And I ran into Kathy McGloin, and she said, "How's everything going?" And I said, "Good. As a matter of fact, my son's getting married next week." And she goes, "Oh my God, Laurie, that's wonderful." Now Kathy has three boys, and she said, "That's wonderful." She said, "Just enjoy every minute. It goes by so quickly, and all of the preparation and everything that goes into it, your excitement, your looking forward feelings, all those good things happen." And of course, I'm paraphrasing, but what she said, which I took away, was just enjoy the moment. And I said to her, that's sort of what I've been doing, is just trying to live every day, as I'm trying in general, because that's all we have. And I've been focusing on that and just trying to enjoy it and be in the moment. Of course, people are accusing me of being stressed. I don't think I'm stressed. I think people stress me, but I'm not. Like, the process is not stressful because it's what it is. Situations get stressful, but, you know, the wedding is not a stressful thing. It's been a wonderful thing. I'm very happy to be doing it. We're grateful that the Trimmers have allowed us to do it here in our hometown and not on Long Island, because that's where they're from and, you know, where Katie is from. And I'm grateful because I don't have girls, and so it was very nice to do so much of the planning with my sister Barbara. And we just have been, you know, with the help of so many other people with our crazy thoughts and ideas, and it's just so far so good. So, yes, looking forward to it. Final fitting, I think. And I'm madly, madly in love with my dress and the night before outfit. I'm wearing, and Jewel, I'm wearing cigarette pants and a tunic type wrap blouse, which is magnificent, and black pants with the white, real crisp white shirt Friday. And then Saturday, that my dress is just gorgeous.
The dress
it's rose
stunning.
Gold color. Yeah, it's just.
I feel very privileged to have had a sneak peek at that dress.
Yes, yes.
It is everything I would have expected from you because you have impeccable taste and you have a wonderful sense of fashion ever since I've known you. You always look amazing and you just have a knack or you have a flair for fashion. This dress does not disappoint. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yes, it is. It's beautiful. And, of course, hats off to Knot & Company because that's where I bought it. And it's gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. And I felt when I put it on last week because I went for my second last fitting, and when I went in, I said to Knot, I feel like I'm going to the Oscars. Like I felt so
yes.
She said, well, this is far better than the Oscars. I said, yes, it is. But I just mean from the dress standpoint, it's just, it's magnificent, and it doesn't do justice hanging on that hanger that I showed you. It just, you know, you have to put it, but it's beautiful. And I, at one point I sat down on this little bench in their dressing room and I sat there and I crossed my leg and we're standing talking and Nada said, somebody should take a picture of this right now, just the way you look. I said, just do it from the neck down though, because I don't have any makeup in my hair. Was humid, so my hair got a little, you know, wonky. But
that's
she's
okay.
Like, that doesn't matter. The dress, I felt like, I said, I'm so comfortable in this dress and the shoes that I bought that I feel like I'm almost in a pair of exercise wear. I mean, athleisure wear. It felt so comfortable to be in it. And seriously, Julie, it's magnificent. And then I have two pieces because I have the jacket and then later I can take the jacket off and I have this it's a two-tone wrap that I will just wrap over my upper arms and, you know, show a little shoulder, Julie.
There you go.
Skinnier version of my shoulder. So it's, it's, I can't even tell you. And the jewelry and, yeah, and so many people have treated me so beautifully for this. My sister has, for Christmas, wrote me a beautiful note and, you know, giving me my dress as a gift. And our dear friend Donna bought me my outfit for the night before, Donna Barbetti. And Deb Peterson bought me the necklace to wear the night of the wedding that I'm wearing for the wedding with the dress. And like just beautiful thoughts from friends who are just trying to make me feel even more special. And, you know, I am so grateful to all of them for even thinking I just went into this mode of, okay, I'm getting this. And when I'm in there and Nada tells me that, you know, not only did my sister buy the dress, but Donna bought the outfit and Deb is buying the jewelry. I'm like, I was like bowled over. But, you know, these are the things that pop up when you let goodness happen and it spills into whatever you're doing. So you have to be willing to also accept that kind of goodness because sometimes we fight it. I don't want that, blah, blah. You don't have to do it. I just was gracious and said thank you. Because I tell people that all the time. I'll say something to my friend Deb Dudley and she'll say, blah, blah. And I said, Deb, just say thank you. That's all you have to say is thank you. So then the one day she did something for me. She picked up something, and I said, Deb, why did you do it? She said, excuse me, just say thank you.
Yep.
And
that's
I said, thank you. You're right. So because I always tell people that. So because there's also an art in accepting things. You know who does that beautifully is Deb Peterson. Deb accepts things from people or from friends very, very graciously. And I have a tendency to like say, you know, you don't have to do, you did, that was unnecessary, but just say thank you. So okay, I always noticed
I'm
going to
work
Deb,
on this.
She's Deb is very good at that. And I love when people can just say thank you, because I've been noticing Sean and Katie, especially my Sean, dealing with him. He's been very, like, with people helping him with this wedding and different things and people coming saying, you know, we're going to do this or we're going to pay that or we're going to, and you just never expect it. And it's just been, I'm like, what? And when I tell him or he says, oh, my God, thank you. So he just accepts it. You know, I guess it's part of, I don't know. It's so much better when you can just say thank you, right?
You're right. You're right. Yes, because sometimes I definitely struggle with this. I feel uncomfortable with it. I don't like to ask for help. I think you know this about me. I'd rather die than ask someone to help me, even when I really need it. And then when it comes my way, then I kind of fall apart internally. Yes, and of course I hope I'm good at saying thank you to people. I hope people know that I appreciate everything that they do. But
you are, but Julie,
you're right. To make a great point.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you don't practice being grateful for that, and I mean I'm grateful for so much, but I don't accept things from people graciously because I always think, why did you do? Stop that.
Yeah. Yes,
stop it.
Too.
Accept things and be grateful for them and be gracious to the people who are trying to help, because nobody does anything if they aren't getting something out of it. So someone who does something for you is getting more out of it than they are for themselves, than they are for you. Trust me, that's how it works. Nobody does, life lesson, no one does anything unless they're getting something out of it. That's good or bad. You're getting something out of it. So giving to people, helping people, donating money to causes, you're getting something out of it, which is why you're doing it. And that's the best part of it. Look at it that way. It's not only are you helping somebody, but you're really getting a lot out of it. So anyway, all right, well, we're going to take a quick break after my lessons in life here. And you're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and we'll be right back. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show. I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising PR and special event business. And with me is the lovely producer of this show, Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, let them know what Julie D. Immel can do for you.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
There you go. And Jewel, you know, I was watching the Today Show, and of course, you know, this weekend is Father's Day. And, you know, it's a big deal for so many people. Dads are so important in our lives, and they do more now than they ever did before. And I think it's so important to, and they get is, I think they get as big a, not maybe from the gift standpoint, but the hype is comparable to Mother's Day. And I think it's a big deal when dads act like dads and do dad work and just do it well. I love seeing guys and how they take care of their children and the dogs and who some people cook and do, like, it just amazes me, a man who cooks. Now, you know, because Meyer can't boil water. He can make a mean meatball, but he can't boil water. Although my kid's dad, he can cook. So it's always nice when you can kind of have that that guy who can do that kitchen. And so these guys on the Today Show, I love it, especially Carson Daly. He grills and he does things. His wife is a chef. So I think it's cool when they like to do things like that, especially cooking. Like my Tommy, oh, my God. You know how he is. He can bake, he can cook, he can do any of the above, and he does it so well and so effort. When I watch Tommy work and in the kitchen, I mean, he's not neat like his mother, but he has such – he goes about it with such ease. It's always it's always an easy thing. The other night, I haven't had spaghetti in, God, I don't even know how long. And I said, you know, Tom, I feel like spaghetti tonight. How about that and hot sausage? So, and we'll do a cucumber salad. So he's like, all right. So when I got home, I put this, I poached my sausage. I was told this a million years ago when I lived in Philadelphia, in Queen Village, and we were right down the street from the Italian market. So I used to go to the same guy to get my sausage, and he was an Italian butcher, and he would say, how do you cook your hot sausage? I said, well, I don't even remember what I said then. He goes, well, do yourself a favor, poach it. I said, really? He said, just put about a quarter of an inch to a half inch of water in a frying pan. Put the sausage in, turn it, and let the water cook it. And then you could put whatever seasoning you want in the water while it's cooking, and then let it brown. It'll evaporate. So if you put some hot, like black pepper and paprika, and then it browns when the water evaporates, it's all cooked, and then you just brown it. Well, Julie, I've been doing that with chicken, pork, which I don't really eat much other than my sausage, which I adore. So I do that all the time now. That's how I cook everything, and I love every minute of it. It cooks it through it, and so we had that. And then after I cooked the sausage, we added the sauce right to the frying pan, and cooked it that way, and added some spices. And because I already had black pepper, red pepper flakes, and paprika just to give it a little color, mixed in, so the seasoning was great. Oh my God, it was so delicious. We sat out on the deck. It was a beautiful night. It was just the three of us, and we had a cucumber salad, sausage, and rigatoni, gluten-free from the place that I get it in Connecticut. I ordered from there because it tastes like it is homemade, and it's delicious, and they're rigs, and I love it. So couldn't have been a nicer night, but anyway, he did, like, he just, everything about what he does is, and I made the sausage, but everything else was his touch, and no matter what he does. So I love a guy who can cook. Love it. So any of you men out there, you dads, keep on cooking if you can, grilling, whatever it is you do. I think it's cool when a dad chips in the kitchen. I think it's great. And happy Father's Day, too, to all of you, because men are so important in the lives of their children. So, and we're going to do a little cookout this weekend, probably do a steak on the grill for Meyer, and that's going to be our weekend of Father's Day.
There you go. That sounds good. Mm-hmm. I hope it doesn't rain.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, if it does, we're undercover. We don't care. Right.
Yeah. We're good. Yep. We're good to go. Yeah.
So just
let
to be
this
out.
Be a quiet weekend before your big weekend, you know, or a somewhat quiet weekend before your big weekend.
Yes, because things will start on next Thursday when everyone arrives in town on Thursday. And we know we're going Thursday night. We have our rehearsal walk. We have the rehearsal at the chapel on Thursday night. And afterwards, we're going to Pachoki's, 10 of us, for dinner, which will be nice because we'll be – and if it's nice, he said, do you want to sit outside? I said, oh, I don't know. But I went by last night, Jewel, and it was packed. And there were a lot of people sitting outside, and it was a beautiful night to dine al fresco. So, we'll see. If it's nice,
it's going to be great. Like, everybody raves about it. It looks like they have a fabulous menu. I can't wait to try it. But they're getting rave reviews.
I know.
I think they do a fine job. Yes.
Now, my kids have eaten there. I have not.
Yeah, I haven't
either. We haven't been there yet.
We're late to the party, Laura. I don't know what happened on this.
No, that's all right. You and I are both. We'll get there. It'll be fun. And then last night I was down at one of our faves, down at Alfredo's with the Tabika girls, Sandy Pignotti and Mary Jean Dixon. And I were there. Mary Beth D'Andrea couldn't meet us, but the four of us go out routinely. And we're all Tabika girls. As you know, when Sandy sold Tabika, we would meet for so many years, a couple times a year with that jewelry. And so now we still get together. We're dear friends. Everyone will be at the wedding. And we've been hanging out for, since 2013. Sandy and I have been friends and dealing with, you know, with this. And now just in general continuing our friendship. And it's so nice to do that. We had a great night there. We sat inside, and so our next meeting is on my deck for the July. We're going to meet at my house instead of going out. It'll be nice. So it's so nice to just sit and catch up with friends, and you get out early, and it's bright and sunny outside still when you walk out the door. It's and yet you had a couple hours of good talk and friendship and showing purses and jewelries and dresses and what's going on. And there's nothing better than talking about girl stuff when you're with your friends. There's just so many things that we all have interest in, and you just keep on doing it. I love it. So
that sounds like
hats off to the girls. Girl power, man. And what about you? What's going on with you?
Oh, nothing new to report here. Kind of the same old, same old. I guess I had a quiet week. I suppose I had a quiet week, but I think that's good. You know, I'm getting caught up on some of the things that I've been, some of my personal goals, right? We have talked about this before. I am back to exercising for 30 minutes a day. And I think I've done it every day for a week now, which is good, because I have a tendency to start it. I get back in the routine, and then something will happen. I get really busy or whatever, and then I kind of fall off. And this time I'm really determined, no. Like, if your life is so crazy that you can't, you know, squeeze 30 minutes out to do something for your health, then there's something, that's what I'm telling myself, there's something wrong, you know, like.
Well,
no,
30 minutes is perfect, Julie, and yes, you find a way somehow.
Yeah, and I found a place that I'm going to start to walk, and I'm going to start that next week, because here's the thing, I used to go around Lake Scranton all the time, but by the time I drive over there, walk the lake, and get back, this is a 90-minute situation, and that is too much time for me now at this point in my life. But years ago I did it every day, and I felt good, and I was in good shape. So I found a place closer that I think will be a great alternative, and I said, even if it's a 20-minute walk, you know, every other day, I'm just going to do it, because that's something that I miss doing, and I need to do, and I need that fresh air. You know, I haven't been getting enough of that. So yeah, I'm doing that. I'm reading. These were goals. Another goal that we talked about, and I've got a side project that I can't talk about yet, but I will when it's time. And I'm excited that I have officially started that, because it's something I have wanted to do for years. So,
great.
Yeah, that's what's going on here. I think we're out of time.
Yes, we are, ma'am. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to take a quick break, and we have the lovely Sharon Quinn coming to join us to talk about a cornhole tournament that they're doing for CIC on June 29th, and she'll be up next to talk about it, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely producer of our show, Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, tell them what you can do for them.
Thanks so much, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thank you, Julie. And with us is another dear friend of mine, Miss Sharon Quinn. Sharon is the president of the board of Community Intervention Center, otherwise known as CIC. CIC has been a long, long time friend of the homeless, helping the unhoused, as they prefer to call it, in our community for a very, very, very long time. It's been around. It was started as the Rap House on Mulberry Street many, many years ago. They have a great new building that's their own, plus a lot of good stuff goes on at this facility. Sharon has been on the board for a long time and is the current president. Soon will be stepping down at the end of the month and staying on the board, but stepping down from her role. She has been doing a wonderful job, and I can say that because
I have been a member for a long, long time myself. I just actually rotated off the board recently, and we're here to talk a little bit about a great fundraiser that's going to happen at the VFW Post 29, Sharon, or 25? I'm sorry.
29.
In the good old North Scranton on Rockwell Avenue, there's going to be a cornhole fundraiser, which is the rage right now. So it's $25 a person if you're going to participate. Lunch is included. And we're going to talk a little bit about this with Sharon. So, Sharon, how about it? What do you have to say about this great fundraiser?
Well, first of all, I have to correct myself. It's Post 25. I read it wrong.
Okay, 25. All right.
Post 25.
See that? 25, yep. Baby. Go yep. ahead, honey. So what do you think? So let's start on this. VFW in North Scranton, it's Post 25. VFW Post 25, Rockwell Avenue in Scranton.
2291 Rockwell Avenue in North Scranton.
There you go. Sharon,
easy to find.
And Julie, I know you guys were, and you guys were talking about how nice that facility is. So I'm sure it's going to be a great time. So tell everyone what they can expect, Sharon.
Well, the VFW is really a beautiful site. It's a perfect summer event space. And we're holding a cornhole tournament, our first one. So many people are interested in cornhole, and it's real simple. You don't have to be highly skilled. You know, it's just a fun thing. Kids love it. Adults love it. So we're holding this as a fundraiser to help with expenses at our agency. And it's going to start at 12 o'clock registration. And from 1 to 5, there will be the event, the throwing of the bags. A company named Flying Bags out of Tunkhannock is coordinating all of the particulars, all the materials and the boards and everything. And it's competitive. There will be prizes. And depending on how many people come and what their skill level is, there will probably be two levels of prizes, as we call it in parentheses, the professionals, and then also this is social, cornholers. And there'll be prizes for each division. And we're going to have food, and the food will be a minimum of charge on the food. Beverages, the VFW will provide alcoholic beverages, which will, of course, be paid for by the individual themselves. There's an outside bar, and they'll be available. And then we'll have soda and water, along with some, hot dogs and Wimpies and, some desserts, just simple stuff. Hopefully it'll be a nice, warm Sunday afternoon, and, we don't need anything too complicated.
Well, I know, but, that's the perfect kind of food for this type of an event. Mm-hmm. And, again, it is going to be June 29th, which is a Sunday afternoon. So you can come out, bring your family, and participate, whether you're good at it or not. Like Sharon said, there'll be different skill sets because, Lord knows, there are those cornholers who are very, very competitive and good and great as they are, and some who just like to throw for the heck of throwing. So, it's kind of another way to take some aggression out, Sharon. You throw it and you say, get it in that hole. And it's, if I can do that, it's like doing something else. Like, I don't want to say, like maybe punching someone or something. But it's a good thing. You throw it in and you see what happens. And I don't know how you play the game at all, like how you win or lose. But I'm assuming you lose by never getting the bags in the holes, but I don't know how you win because I don't know much about it. But it is so popular, Sharon. Like, everybody,
I know.
Every time you hear, you turn on TV, this is a perfect fundraiser for you guys. It's a summer event.
Yes, it is.
And now, Sharon, what will happen if it rains? Is there a rain date or what happens?
There's a pavilion, and so we can move the tables, and we can set the boards up under the pavilion. So
okay,
we took care of that. We made sure of that.
So rain or shine, Yeah, and so Sharon, how did you do? Do you have any sponsors or anyone we need to recognize so that people can know?
Well,
we're
still getting our sponsors listed at my committee.
Okay,
still working on it, so we'll be announcing that, you know, very shortly.
Lamar Advertising is helping you.
Lamar
with
Advertising
billboard,
is doing
so
a billboard.
Thing.
Yep. Yes. So that you'll see it on the roads. Yeah. You know, I love billboards.
And
I love
Sharon. I do too. They tell the best story in a very quick period of time.
Quick story.
I love
it. Yeah.
Sharon.
And everybody's on the road.
Tell everybody. Yeah. I know. We're all mobile. So, to Sharon, let everybody know the good work that CIC does, and let everybody understand their mission so that if anyone is in need or some other organization needs to contact or collaboration of some sort, please tell everybody a little bit about the your new executive director and the mission of the organization in general.
Okay, well, for 53 years, this organization, originally under the name, as Lori mentioned, the Rap House, has been serving this community. We are funded by Drug and Alcohol and Mental Health out of Lackawanna County. And we service what we call the homeless and the near homeless. Now, that means there are people who, you know, just wander the streets, mental illness, you know, that just happens. There are people who get displaced and have nowhere to go. There are people who choose to live outside under, you know, tents. Then we have people who, you know, couch surf. We also have people who have permanent housing. We have a permanent housing program funded through HUD where we house people, you know, who qualify under our program. But they also need other services besides just the housing pieces. They need somewhere to go, and that's what CIC is. We're open from 8 till 5 every day. In the winter, we will stay open longer with the cold, and it's a completely air-conditioned place. There's food, always food. As I say, no one has to be hungry in Scranton. There is wonderful. I can't say enough about the donations of the businesses in this community to CIC. You know, restaurants, grocery stores, you know, the big box stores. There's so many kind donations to us that we can provide food, we can provide clothing, we have showers, we have washer and dryer. We provide phone services, computer services. We establish an address for people who can't get any services unless they have an address. We can be a temporary address for them. And we have our staff is all professional. We do not have any volunteers. And there are staff that are constantly being trained. And they're trained in, you know, all drug and alcohol, mental health issues. They're also trained in crisis intervention, you know, with people who are acting out. We have a very good relationship with the Scranton Police. They're they keep checking our building, and they're very helpful to us. It's a very, very good organization. Our director's name is Eileen Wilson. She started working in shelter programming over 20 years ago in Boston and in New York. She moved to New York. So she has an extensive background in working with people in mental health and drug and alcohol, people who need housing and need security and a place to go. And we have lots of activities. We have what we call a wellness room, and the wellness room is somewhere that all sorts of things happen there. Yoga, we'll show documentary movies. They may be doing a puzzle, or there are meditation groups. I could go on and on. And then once a month we have a bingo, and they love bingo.
Yeah.
Love it. It's a fun afternoon, you know, of bingo for them. But there's always snacks available besides the meals, you know. So
coffee at all times.
Oh, coffee. Yes. And we're always, you know, when people ask, you know, what can we donate or what can we get together and donate, you want to buy some coffee and sugar and creamer? That'd be great.
cream, yep.
We also have, mm-hmm. you know, in the winter, you know, the boots, you know, gloves, hats, scarves, you know, things to keep them warm. And
Socks.
Oh, my God, yes. You always see the Bomba socks on the television. Well, we've been great recipients. We've a lot, very grateful recipients of Bomba socks over the years. And they make a big difference. You have thin socks on, you know, when it's cold and rainy and wet out, you know, it goes right through. But the Bomba socks are everything they claim they are. They're warm and they're strong. So I can thank them.
But, you know,
them.
Sharon, but I just so you know, the thing about CIC, and this is what I love the most, is that there is no excuse, as you said, for someone to say they can't find a shelter during the day and someplace to eat and have a healthy environment. But you have to, just like anywhere else, you have to follow the rules
Absolutely.
Of the organization. You have to Absolutely. Comply with that. And if you don't, then you're not welcome there. It's just like anything
That's right.
else. So if you are following the rules and you come in and you can enjoy yourself, you can stay there all day. Mm-hmm. There's, like Sharon said, there's a shower, there's a washer, there's a dryer, there's food, there's coffee, there's things to do, there's
friendship.
Camaraderie, there's people who work there, friendship, and peace, because peace is what's offered there. People to come in and feel like it's a home away from home. So there's no
excuse for... Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
It's like Cheers, the norm. And they know where... Yeah. The interesting thing is I'll go down, like I'm in and out all the time, and they'll say, well, you know, we're busy looking for somebody. Somebody hasn't been here in a couple of days. He should be. They know who they're talking about. And we have one staff person, Jason, who is our outreach to the people who live under the bridges, as we call them, and in the tents. And he knows every single one of them, where they are, if they are any family connections, what's going on with them. So we keep track of our people. They're not just, okay, who's that guy? Oh, I don't know, he's been here. They know everybody, you know. So, and, you know, there will be times when you will see people. People may say, oh, I got thrown out of there. Yeah, you did, because you didn't follow the rules. Because no drugging. You know, it's a drug and
alcohol.
So if somebody comes in drunk, get out of here. It's fair to the other people.
Exactly. And Sharon, I have to tell you, you know, when you drive through Dunkin' Donuts 2 blocks away from CIC, there'll be people asking, and I stop up. Mm-hmm. I stop at them all the time, and I say, excuse me, 2 blocks down the road, you can have shelter, you can have food, you can have drinks.
Right.
And they go, oh, I can't, I can't go to CIC. Well, the only reason you can't is because you mustn't have followed the rules. Well, I didn't. That's why I said, okay. Well, if you did, you'd have a place to be.
Yeah.
You know, I just try to educate them like these. In case you don't know, you can go there.
Yeah, and it's never permanent.
It's very important.
You know, there's always redemption.
No,
you know, you change your behavior, and you're welcome there. You know?
That's right.
And the staff,
that's
they're wonderful
and that's
people
the beauty
on the
of
staff.
It.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. So. And Jason, speaking of bingo, I saw Jason. He was at Sharon, I called some of the balls at the UNC's bingo a couple months ago, and Jason was there. I think he even won something, if I'm not mistaken. It was so good. He was at the purse bingo with a couple different people, just supporting UNC because I know how close you guys work. So it's a wonderful place. They do wonderful work.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I'm glad you brought that up because we work with all different agencies in the community. That's something I think people should be aware of. There's a strong social service network, the Continuum of Care, and we work with each other. We do lots of work with Friends of the Poor, lots of work with UNC, with the Catherine McCauley House.
Yep.
I could go on and on, the organizations we work with. But it's a bit of the pantries and the food banks, the soup kitchen. We do a lot of work with veterans, which is why we're very glad that we're having it at CFW. Yeah. So one of our staff, you know, when we talk about veterans, one of our staff people is a retired military man. And when he first started working for us, he realized there were some, as he talked to the clients, he realized that there were some people there who were not getting their veterans benefits, and he's made it his mission to get the benefits deserved by these people. Some of them have been 20 years and they never got anything, and he's worked very hard to get that for them, which has changed many of their lives. And now every time someone new comes, you know, they are veterans, he goes right to work if they don't have their benefits. So, I mean, we really have people who understand the population, and we need to have that. You can't just have anyone work there. It has to be people who have compassion and have the, you know, the skill set to work with the population that are in distress. And some of them have been so disappointed with life that, you know, they need to have somebody be nice to them and, you know, stretch out a hand and offer a cup of coffee.
Well, there you go. And that's what our hope is, and that's why this fundraiser will help raise some much-needed money to keep all this going. And, the fundraiser is a cornhole tournament. It will be held at the VFW Post 25 in North Scranton on Rockwell Avenue, $25 per person. There will be a bar if you'd like to have anything to drink that you purchase at your own, but on your own. And anything else, little food, some nice outdoor food that you can purchase, and it'll be a lot of fun. Yeah. There'll be prizes and giveaways and different things. So, Sharon, everybody, it's June 29th, Sunday.
June 29th.
So tell everyone how they can get in touch with anyone who could give them more info.
Well, you can call me. That's first of all. And
go ahead. What's your number?
570-561-7373. Also, you can get onto the Community Intervention Center website and Facebook. And then the QR code is on. You'll see that on the billboard, and it'll be on the website.
Okay.
Now $25. You can come to it. You don't have to pay $25 to come. It's $25 if you're going to participate. The rest you can just come and watch.
Play, right.
You can buy the food. You don't have to
play.
You can just watch. Some people just like to watch it. And you're right about it being everywhere. I was at a graduation party 2 weeks ago, and all the little kids were playing cornhole out in it was another pavilion outside of that. So you just see it. It's at parties, at graduations, fundraisers.
Right.
It's just, you know, everybody loves it. And like you said, Lori.
There you go.
It's not, you said, well, how do you do it? You just have to throw it into the hole, the beanbag into the hole. It's that simple.
There you go.
It's no,
all
no
right,
high
well, Sharon,
skill.
We thank you.
No, there is
no high skill. So we thank you for being part of today. We thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for inviting us, and thank you for all you've done for CIC. We really do appreciate it.
No, I know you do, and I'm happy to have done it and happy to have participated, and I will continue in any way we can, and you know that you can call me at any time. And Julie will put everything up on social media with the information, and we'll take care of you that way. And everyone else,
thank you.
Thank you for listening to us today. We appreciate it. We hope you have a good weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the wonderful dads out there and those who act like dads and those who just do good things as a father would. So thank you for that. And happy Father's Day to my dad up in heaven, Jim Cadden, the best dad around. So everyone else, great. Have a good weekend. We'll see you real soon. Thanks for listening. Be safe and please be nice. Bye.